Check your energy before entering a room. What's the intention? How do you want to show up? That is huge, okay? And once you find the intention, give yourself an affirmation off of that intention. Hi, and welcome to the Girl Who Can podcast. I am so, so happy you're here. It's time for you to remember that you are the girl who is valuable, inspiring, and deserves to live in the confidence that is uniquely yours. Because my friend, you are the girl who can. But we're also not a place that expects or promises perfection. Because striving and hustling for the perfect looking life, one, doesn't exist, and two, will rob you of who you were created to be. So stick around and let me remind you of how to be the girl who can with who you already are. In this podcast, we have conversations that inspire you to be productive, stay rooted in purpose, but also learn how to embrace the imperfection that is just part of the journey and remember that you're not alone in that. So hi, I'm Arissa, registered dietitian by trade, but most importantly, your friend, and I've made it my mission to live and share with you the importance of working hard, but also resting well. So I invite you to be the girl who shows up for herself as we get into today's episode. Hi, my friends. How are we? Welcome back to another episode of the Girl Who Can podcast, or welcome if you are new here. We are going to be friends from here on out. I am here to just chat with you guys today. I have a bit of a life update if you are a life update. If you're a returning listener or if you're a new listener, like I said, we're friends. So you just always get an insight into what's going on into my life, my brain as well. But life update as to why I haven't been on here in a little bit. And I apologize, but it's exciting over here in our household because we got a puppy and that is just consuming my time. And I'm honestly not that so sorry about it because she is such an angel and she just deserves all my attention. So her name is Maple. She is a long-haired Dalmatian. Yes, I didn't know those existed really until she came along. But she is stunning. She's a long-haired Dalmatian and she has liver spots. Well, they call them liver when they have, when they're brown. So she is white and brown instead of the traditional black and white. So she is such an angel. We got so lucky with her in terms of, like, you hear people with puppies, they don't sleep. And honestly, that's what I was concerned with. If you are a returning listener, you know I value my morning routines, a quiet morning, getting enough sleep. So I was like, oh no, my sleep is just going to be ruined. But like I said, we have been very lucky and we literally brought her home and she has been sleeping for a solid 7 to 8 hours. She has no accidents. She's on my same sleep wake cycle. I don't know. She's literally godsend. Yes, the potty training is another story and the biting is another story, but it is what it is. She's 11 weeks now, so she's still a baby. So we give her grace. But before I get into the episode, I'm sorry, we're going to have a little bit of puppy talk. Hopefully you guys don't mind. But one, you have to see her face. So follow me over on social media or just check her out. You can follow me at Arissa Bua or at The Girl Who Can podcast. You can find me through either one of those channels, but just look at her face so then you can see why I am spending some time to talk about her. But I have to share you the story of how I got her. I live in Texas. I picked her up in Georgia. I fell in love with her, not specifically her, but the style of dog on Instagram. And the breeder happened to be in Georgia. And I just couldn't let go of what the breeder was showing. And so there was a litter and we were able to pick out a puppy from that litter. And anyways, I went on a vacation. My husband and I went on a vacation with my family and it was absolutely amazing. We went to Tahiti with my sister, her husband, my mom and dad, and just so grateful and incredible to spend some time with family and make memories like that. But we literally came back on a Saturday. We got back to Texas at 7 p.m. and I think we went to dinner and then we got home and it was like midnight by the time I'm going to bed. And I had a flight the next day to go to Georgia at 5 a.m., aka I have to wake up around 3 because I don't live exactly 2 minutes away from the airport. So I got like 1 hour of sleep going to Georgia, flew into the Atlanta airport, met the breeder to just do a pass off of the puppy, and flew back home. And I was back in Austin by, I think it was 5 p.m. or something like that. And she did so good on the plane. She I cannot just be so grateful for who she is. I'm sure we're still going to go through all like the puppy phases, but she's amazing. Speaking of her, I'm staring at her right now because she just needs to have eyes on me at all time. And I'm hoping she's going to fall asleep while I record this episode and she does not bark. But right after this, I am giving her a bath because it's been a little bit rainy here in Texas, and having a puppy in the rain, our floors are light. It's just a mess. My coworker was telling me that if we're able to put up and go through the transition of raising a puppy, having kids is just going to be a breeze. She was telling me that she thinks actually raising a puppy and is harder than having a child. So that was good to hear because our patience is definitely being tested as she has accidents in the house and we continue to train. And I do not claim to be a dog trainer, but there's been a lot of YouTube video watching of trying to make me think that I am a dog trainer and I know what I'm doing. But that's my life update. So sorry I've been hiatus for the past 3 weeks or so, but you know I love you guys, whether you are a new listener or you are returning. Like I said, we are friends. You know, you have those friends where you don't talk for a while, and as soon as you get back together, it's like no time has passed. That's how I feel with you guys. So I'm hoping y'all can forgive me and we can just jump right back into it, okay? But I've gone to a few events lately, which made me think about this topic, and also have been recently thinking about this at the gym. But really, what I want to talk about today can apply anywhere, whether it's you're literally walking into a restaurant, or you're walking into Target, or you're going to a job interview, you're at the gym, or you're going to an event, you're going to a birthday party, whatever the case might be. And listen, I am an introvert by nature. My family would argue and say they think I am extroverted, but I am a true introvert. I need to recharge by myself in order for me to go out and socialize. Okay. But this is something, this topic that I want to talk about, of being able to go into a room and have confidence and command a room. This is something that I proactively do think about and I have worked on. And so what I want to talk about today is coming from personal experience and continued experience, where I am sharing my struggles, my wins, all those things, and sharing it with you. Like I said, we're friends and I don't want to gatekeep, but I think this is really important to work on as women, because women do belong in powerful spaces. Listen, if you are in a room and you are the smartest person there, you need to get out of that room and you need to put yourself in a situation that might be uncomfortable, that might be a little bit fearful, because, and try and command your presence within that room. Show up like you belong there because you do belong there. And so clearly passionate about this topic. So that's why I wanted to chat about it for a little bit. Because this is game changing for your confidence and how you continue to grow, because it spills out into how you talk, how you carry yourself, how you act, your presence, and your thoughts, what you believe to be true about yourself. So let's just dive in into how to be the girl who can command a room. And I want to break it into two different parts, physical and non-physical tips. We're going to start with the non-physical tips because this is the most important and really where it starts. It starts with the intention you have going into that space. Who do you want to portray yourself as? Do you believe, one, that you can even command a room? Clearly, you clicked on this podcast episode. You want to listen to this because there's some element of you that believes that either you're working on this, you aren't doing it right now, or you are and you just kind of like want to be an overachiever and continue to grow, which I love, love, love that. I'm the same way. But do you believe that you can command a room? Do you believe that you belong in that room? Do you believe that you can show up poised? Do you believe that you can show up kind, friendly, confident? If you're walking into a situation and feeling like you don't belong in that room, you are not going to be like the other people in that room, that you can't be kind, check your energy. Maybe you are going into an event and you had a bad day. You're going into a job interview and something terrible happened that morning. And so that affects your thoughts and your beliefs. Check your energy before entering a room. What's the intention? How do you want to show up? That is huge. Okay. And once you find the intention, give yourself an affirmation off of that intention. For example, maybe the intention is to show up as your best self. Okay. Then the affirmation becomes, I will be my best self tonight. You will be your best self tonight. You will show up with confidence tonight because you have it. That's an example of a mantra. And use your mantras internally as a sword, if you will, because there will be moments when you get shaken, when you're in a room and you feel uncomfortable. Maybe you do feel like there's people that are ahead of you in your career, or comparison starts to flood in. I mean, this happens to me. Like I said, I'm speaking from personal experience, and it's just life too. We naturally want to protect ourselves as humans and keep ourselves safe. So we want to crawl into a shell because maybe we don't know anybody. Or like I said, that comparison floods in, or we don't know anything. Again, those are thoughts, those are beliefs. So use your mantra to face that uncomfortable situation. So as I mentioned, the mantra before was like, I'm going to show up as my best self tonight and I will be confident. So taking that into the room before you even enter the room, decide what the mantra is going to be. So then you can use it as your sword when you feel the comparison flood in, when you feel the doubt, the fear flood in. You have the choice to start to reframe your thoughts and decide what the outcome is going to be. And once you believe that, it's game changing. You are able to command a room with confidence and it's unmatched. But again, you have the choice. I'm not a fan of faking it. If you are been around here for a while, you've heard me say this before, but I want you to face it. I don't want you to fake it. And mantras are about facing it, facing what your fear is, and understanding too how you are feeling that moment and having the willingness and bravery to change it, not fake it at all, because you do deserve to be in that room. That's facing it. That's not faking it. I want you to face it, face the fear of not knowing, but you do have the confidence to step out. That's just number one. If you put yourself in a room where you want to command your presence, that says a lot about you, just number one. Having the confidence to do so, because a lot of people would rather stay safe. Like I said, we're humans, we want to protect ourselves. So some other examples of mantras that you can use to face it, face that uncomfortableness is, I am worth it, I'm able, I'm capable, I am not defined by others, I am strong, my voice matters, I am at peace with who I am today. These are things that you can rewind, write them down, use them as your little tools in your toolbox, if you will, or the swords and knives in your pocket to kind of fight with when those fears do come up. So that's kind of a first point, because, and I want to bring this up because comparison really is a huge player in this, right? Comparison is the thief of not going into a room with confidence. You have maybe set an intention. Maybe you do this whole exercise. If you have an intention, you check your emotions, you set a mantra, but then comparison becomes so big where it fades away and you forget. We think she's prettier, she's more personable, she's more fashionable, she's more fit, she's more advanced, she's more deserving. I mean, the list can go on, right? But this is what is holding you back. Your ability to let that cloud of comparison to overwhelm you. And then it lets, it allows a lot of people to stop from experiencing who you are and what you have to say and what you have to give. And I'm here to tell you that that is, I want to know who you are. Okay. Like, you are your own individual self and have so many gifts and so many talents, whether you find them talents or quirks. I mean, your story is able to be shared with somebody and it can command a presence and it can help somebody and it can influence somebody. So that is, it has nothing to do with she's more fit or fashionable, advanced, deserving. You are deserving. So don't let comparison, I know easier said than done, but as I'm talking about tools here, we have to be aware of the comparison that does flood in. And again, you have the choice to change the trajectory. So with that, to sum it all up, reprogramming what you believe before you walk in the door, or like I said, while you're in the room so you can face it while you're in that room. And I heard this quote the other day that I thought was so, so good about overthinking, because sometimes overthinking even prevents us from getting to the room, right? Or being in the room and commanding a presence. But they were talking about overthinking being the killer, essentially, of like you moving forward. So overthinking is giving your problems life. Action is what kills them. So just go and do. Go to the event, go to the gym, go on the date, go to the job interview, apply for the job, whatever the case might be, get yourself in the room. And don't just do it to do it, because I'm telling you, but do it and show up as the best you can be, because like I said, you deserve to be in that room and you can be a light in the room and you can influence. And when you do that slowly but surely and you let yourself expand, this affects your aura, your presence, because you start to believe in yourself. And that presence will translate onto how people perceive you and what they feel. Because think about presence, somebody's presence. It's a feeling, something that you can feel. It has nothing to do with what they look like, or what they're wearing, what makeup they have on, whatever the case might be. You know, it's a feeling. So when you believe in yourself, you have the ability to project that out onto the other people in your room. People can feel that. People are drawn to that. The character, the charisma, if you will. So that's kind of it on the non-physical aspect. So I do want to talk about the physical. And I don't mean like what specifically you look like. That has nothing to do with commanding a room, more so like the body language and things that clearly display confidence. And when you display confidence in your body language, this can translate to how you feel. Think about when you look good, you feel good, right? Like that, I didn't even make that up. When you look good, you feel good. I can say that from personal experience. I try and get ready. I'm trying to be better about this, but getting ready in the morning, I work from home for my full-time job. And while yes, I'm on Zoom meetings or sometimes I don't have calls for the day, I can work in my sweats. My husband calls it my uniform. But it doesn't necessarily make me feel good. It's comfy and I'm not complaining about it. I love it. But when I look good, I perform good. And so I'm trying to be better about doing my hair, putting on a little bit of makeup, putting on an outfit that makes me feel cute, because that helps me perform better. So moving on into before you enter the room, this is something I learned, I think, back in college, and you might have heard it before, but essentially do the Superman pose, and literally means like wide stance, hands on your hips, look like Superman. This command, chest up, looking kind of up-ish, but this commanding body language helps you channel in an authoritative type of energy. And so doing this before a job interview, before a date, before an event where you're just trying to channel some confidence and acting and having this body language stance that translates. to confidence can be really helpful. Maybe just standing here for like, I don't know, a minute or so. But for me, it really has been helpful, especially for like job interviews. So that can translate into how you're feeling. And after that, let's say when you enter the room, this is huge because think about first impressions, right? Like when people first lay their eyes on you, you have the ability to really command a room from the second you walk in. So number one tip is not being on your phone, not walking into a room, looking down. And I don't mean like the first 10 seconds you walk in. I mean like literally when you are walking into a room, try your best to not be on the on your phone, especially if you're alone. I think that's kind of something that we use as a filler, if you will, especially if you are alone. Let's say you're at a networking event or you're waiting for a date, you're at an event, you can be scrolling on your phone, kind of text somebody, you're looking down. This is not an inviting body language, that somebody's going to come and approach you. This doesn't tell me that you're confident being on your own. Be uncomfortable being on your own. Look around, maybe look for somebody else who looks like they're by themselves, or walk up to a group of people and introduce yourself. That is more than okay too, especially if you're at a place like a networking event, for example. But not being on your phone, so not looking down, shoulders back, head up straight, because you're not in your phone. This creates opportunity to do that. And going back to telling yourself you belong there, this can help translate out into your physical body language, because when you believe that you belong there, you will show up like you belong there in regards to your body language. Smile. Your smile is one of the best qualities you have about yourself. And so when you smile, it's unique to you. This is inviting for other people. And so don't forget to smile. We often forget, especially if you are showing up potentially in a potential negative headspace. This is something that you can easily do to also change your energy. Smile before you even go into the room. When you are talking to people, looking at someone in the eyes when you talk to them, this is something I proactively have to do and think about when I am talking to somebody, or just check myself when I am having a conversation with somebody, and notice it when you are talking to somebody else. I'm not saying call them out, but I'm saying that when you are having a conversation with somebody, take note of what it looks like when somebody isn't giving you eye contact. Does this display confidence? I'm not saying like don't blink and just stare into their soul, but for a majority of the conversation, hold a gaze, hold eye contact. When somebody else is speaking, also practice active listening. So speaking with authority also involves being receptive to other people's perspectives. So body language again, looking at them when they're talking, nodding your head, showing them that you are listening to them, that you are thoughtful as well, because who doesn't like to be listened to, right? Like if you are talking and someone's distracted or they ignore you, like that doesn't feel good, and that leaves a kind of a bad impression on you of that person. So also thinking about the way that you do talk. So your use of filler words, like all those things. I have a whole episode on speaking with authority. So if you haven't listened to that, please go listen to it. Just scroll down, and it is so, so helpful. So if this is something that you are struggling with, I encourage you to listen to that. Again, something that I proactively have to watch myself and think about within my full-time job right now. I lead some team meetings, and I often have to look back at my calls and self-audit. I do this on purpose so then I can grow and see where I am lacking. It's very cringy to do so. When I first started doing this, I put this on my calendar on like a Tuesday, self-audit your team calls. I moved it to Wednesday. then moved it to Thursday, then moved it to Friday. It is very hard to look at ourselves and audit ourselves, especially listen to our voices, look at us on camera, or look at ourselves on camera. But it is so, so helpful because when I looked at those calls on a consistent basis, I'm able to identify things that I didn't even know I was doing on the moment, whether it was the way I was talking, my language, my use of filler words, because I didn't know exactly how to portray or convey something. So just being more self-aware about that allows me to show up with more authority going into my next call and set goals for myself. I'm not saying record yourself when you're in a room, but if you have the opportunity to do something like that, let's say you work from home, or maybe ask somebody that you're close to, that you trust, and you can have conversations like this and practice. But if you don't, the only way to practice is to get in rooms and make mistakes and learn from them. That's it, period. So don't let fear captivate you. Again, remember the beliefs that you can is where it starts. But know that you have the right to express your opinion in a way that, again, shows belief in what you're saying. Because when we're talking about commanding a room and leading with authority, you have your own opinions and you have your own values and morals and beliefs. And this can influence somebody. This can impact somebody. So thinking about your language around this too. So versus saying, I think, you can say, I recommend. Versus maybe, you can say, I can. Versus I'll try, you can say, I can. And share your experiences, because this again shows belief in who you are and confidence in what you've gone through. And people want to know. People do want to know. And if they don't, they're not your people. I'm not saying share your life story, but you have the ability to make an impact from what you've been through. And I know I said it wasn't about what you wear, and I'm not here to give you a criteria around what you wear, and these guidelines are what commands a room, but mainly here to say I want you to wear what makes you feel confident. I want you to wear what makes you feel confident. If this means doing your hair and your makeup, if that makes you feel good, then do it. And if it means going more natural, then do that. But for me, I know when I do my makeup and have a little cute outfit on, I walk into a room feeling like $1 million. Because like I said, on a day-to-day basis, I work in my uniform, which means my sweats. So I don't really have an opportunity very often to dress up. And when I do, I love it. So I'm not doing that. I don't dress up for an event or whatever the case to get attention. I'm doing it because it makes me feel good. I'm doing it because it makes me feel happy, not anybody else. And who doesn't want to feel like their best selves in regards to, and if they can enhance that by what they're wearing or what they look like, what feels right for them, why not? Not about impressing others. It's about being comfortable with who you are and what you can give. But notice how I said, do what makes you feel confident. Wear what makes you feel confident, not what others deem to be good. I'm not here giving you a criteria. I'm saying, do what makes you feel good. Because the issue I want you to prevent is you walking into a room and being moldable, molded to what everyone else is like, where then you blend in. Because in this episode, obviously, we're talking about standing out. Commanding a room is about standing out. So how do you do that? You be you, not your neighbor. So it's okay to go against the grain if that's the case. If everyone's saying dress up, I'm not saying don't, like, for example, I'm not saying go to a wedding and wear sweats, but go against the grain if that's the case. If it's something out of the norm that makes you feel good and allows you to be your best self. So hopefully that makes sense, because when you show up wearing and looking like what you want, this shows up in your speech because you feel comfortable. It shows up in your character, shows up in when you're comfortable, you're kind, you're personable. So people don't really know how to be kind nowadays. So if you can influence that by what you're wearing, for me, like I said, it makes me, when I do my hair or my makeup and I put it on a cute outfit, I feel like $1 million. So I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to be confident. But again, first, it starts with what's inside. I truly believe that is not, before you can display and take advantage of that physical aspect, it's more so like the cherry on top. I'm walking into a room, checking my intentions, know that I belong there first, because like I said before, the feeling is the impact you can leave on others. And that's how you command. That's how you have authority. You have presence. But not about sizing each other up. I encourage you, when you are in a room as well, being curious about the person next to you. As I said before, active listening, but ask questions. People like to know that they are seen. And this comes from being intentional with the people around you. When we show up in a room and you want to command and you want to have authority, this isn't being aggressive or being standalone or not being personable or being aggressive. People don't respect that at all. Showing up in a room and being commanding presence is being kind and being personable and being a light to other people. Think about people in your life that you want to be around, and that's probably because they left an impression on you, because they were kind, not because they were mean, but probably because they give you the time of day or they make the effort. So being the girl who can command a room leaves. So let's add on to what we're talking about today. Let's be the girl who can command a room and leave an impression. Let's be the girl who can command a room and inspire people when you leave it. Okay? Hopefully all that made sense. Hopefully that helped. And really, that's where I'm going to leave it with you. I'm going to leave it there. I want you to leave an impression and inspire people when you leave that room. That says more about you and how you entered the room. And I know you can, because you're here and you made it to the end of the episode. So I love you so much, whoever you are. Come let me know who you are over on social media at The Girl Who Can Podcast or at Arissa Bua. Both are linked in the show notes. I love building this community and having conversations like this. So if this helped you, please screenshot it and put it on your stories. Tag me. Let me know what you learned. So then we can grow this community of girls who can and have conversations like this and command more rooms, right? If this also helped you, I would appreciate it so much if you could leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. It helps the growth of the show out so much. And as always, I would appreciate it. Takes 30 seconds. It can be a little gift for me, a little spring gift. Can't believe we're heading into spring. I love spring. But besides the point, my puppy Maple is waiting for me for a little bath. She probably would love for this episode to keep going on and on so she does not get a bath, but she needs it. So that's where I'm going to leave it for you guys today. I appreciate and love you again. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and we will chat next week. Bye, everybody.